The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's shiur will be on Ksubis on Daf Kuf Gimel. Today's topic is various halachas in Kibud Ha'ach Hagadol Va'Achoisa Hagadolo. The Gemara on Daf Amid Aleph in Kuf Gimel concludes. The Gemara says, "The Tanya within a brisa, Kabbalas Avicho Vesimecho." Es avicho zu eishes avicho ve'esi mecho zu bali mecho vav yisera l'rabois achecho hagadol. So the Gemara says the vav yisera is l'rabois, is to include that not only is there a mitzvah of kibud of the kibud aveim, your parents, but also the ach hagadol, the older brother, there is also a mitzvah of the mechabed, your older brother. Now today, I want to just make clear, I will not be discussing the din of Ach HaGadol. Does it refer to an older brother or the oldest brother? This is a machlokas Rishonim, not clear in halacha how we paskin. However, I want to discuss a different question. The din of Ach HaGadol, is it applicable also to Achoisa Gadolah, to a sister, or is only Ach HaGadol, is only a male brother? So, the famous tshuva of the Shvus Yankiv in Chelik Aleph, Sivan Ayin Vav, discusses the Shaila. And he comes out and he says that the mitzvah of kibud, of the older sibling, is only narrowly applied to Achecho HaGadol, for the oldest brother. It's not referring to Achoisa Gadolah, the oldest sister. And he brings many rayas, and I want to go into each raya. First of all, he says that She'enu Yodei Tam LaHoisav HaMitzvah D'Araisa. He says, I don't want to go ahead and be moisif in a mitzvah deraisa. After all, when we have a mitzvah, we don't want to include more chiyuvim. And the pasuk says, "Ve'es the rabbi is ach gadol, only an ach, not achoisa." He also goes on to say that if we look in Tshuvas Harosh, in Klal Tesvov, Simin Vov, he says that the reason that we're mechuyev lechabed achiv gadol, he says, because the reason is not just a regular logic, but rather, we know that when it comes to Yerusha, when it comes to who's going to get the Kesser, who's the name of the family, it's always the oldest brother. He brings from a Rambam that the reason, Shekibud Ach HaGadol Hu Bichlal Kibud Aveim, that the mitzvah of Kibud Ach HaGadol is included in the mitzvah of Kibud Aveim, Linoy Kovid Banam HaGadol, to be Noyeg Kovid with the older son. So he says that the logic is because the Yerusha of the whole Mishpacha belongs to the Ach HaGadol. He's the one who takes over the Mishpacha, fears the Mishpacha, guides the Mishpacha, and is a leading force in the household. Says the Shvus Yankiv, if that's the logic, so obviously it's not applicable to the older sister, even though an older sister is Choshev. However, it shouldn't be applicable to the older sister. However, there are Chokim on the Shvus Yankiv. Lamashal, the Chida in Birke Yosef, and over here in Sifkot in Yud Zayin, he brings out Rizal. The Rizal's choylik on the Shvus Yankiv, and the Rizal says she'ein hevdo bein zecharim lenekevois binyan zeh. We should never differentiate between nekevois and zecharim. So I want to say over an applicable nafkimine in the machloikis between the Shvus Yankiv and the Chida. Someone asked Rav Liashiv the following question. He said like this. A man asked Rav Liashiv the following question. His older brother asked him to bring him a cup of water. His older brother said, "Get me a cup of water." But his father said, "Do not get your older brother a cup of water. Your brother has to go get it himself. He's lazy. Don't get him the cup of water." So the question is, do you have to get your brother the cup of water? Do you listen to your brother, your older brother, who asked for the cup of water, like it says in this Gemara, lechabed ach HaGadol, or do we listen to the father who says, do not get him the bigger cup? So Rav Liashiv says, it's clear in halacha, no question, that you have to get your older brother the cup of water, and his tzivoy to get water overrides the father's request not to get your brother water. And he says so because he brings in the Yoredeya that the din is that when a father or a mother tells a son to be over Divrei Torah, there is no mitzvah to listen to the parents. So too, Paskins Rav Eliashiv, that if the parent said, do not bring your older sibling water, what is he in essence saying? He's saying, don't be mechabed your older sibling. And in doing such, the father is commanded the son to transgress Divrei Torah, to transgress our Gemara and Ksuvin Daf Kuf Gimel, and not be mechabed the Ach HaGadol. Unbelievable psak. Now this psak happens to be a little bit controversial. I want to go into explain this psak from Rav Eliashiv. Because anytime a parent, a father or mother, we know that there's two in Yonim in Kibud Avayim. There's Kibud and there's Yira. What's Kibud? So the Sefer HaMakne goes ahead and he's Magdir, clearly famous Makda, what the difference between Kibud and Yira is. And the Makne says Kibud, the definition is when a parent asks a child to do something that brings him Hanos Haguf, that's Kibud. Get me water, get my slippers, clean the floor. Anything a parent requests from a child that brings the parent Hanos Haguf is Nichlal in Kibud. Yira has different ramifications. Lo yeshu mimkoimoi, can't sit in their place. Yamoi, you have to stand up. Lo yistor dvarav, you can't contradict their words. But it's more inclusive than just the mitzvah of kibud. Says the Makne and all the poskim, what would be the din if a father would tell a son to do jumping jacks? He said, go ahead and do jumping jacks. Do something. Do jumping jacks. Does a child have to do jumping jacks? So this is discussed by Rabbi Kiveger, and there's a machlokes achroinim, if when the father asks the son to do something and he does not obey, is it nichlal in the din of yira, of yistor dvarav? Because by not doing what the father wants, you're being soser dvarav, or maybe no, there's no yistor dvarav, because yistor dvarav means when you go ahead and you contradict them on point. Over here, there's no on point contradiction. So this is a machloikis. So even according to the opinion that holds that if a father tells a son to do jumping jacks and he refrains from doing so, that it's lister devarav. So the father is telling the son over here, don't get your brother water. So even though maybe it's nichlal in yira, it's nichlal in lo yister devarav, by going to get water, you're being soser the father's mitzvah of lo yister devarav yira. But it's like the father saying, do not do a mitzvah. Don't keep Shabbos. And we know the halacha is, a father cannot tell a son not to do a mitzvah. Rav Eliashiv goes on and says, this psak is relevant not only to the biggest brother, but also to an older sister. Like we said, it's a machloikis, the shrus yankim in the chidah. Is there a mitzvah of achos agadol? Says Rav Eliashiv, what's the mitzvah of kivet ach agadol? It's a mitzvah of daraisa, the Gemara says. Vav moistiv, the vav is included in the pasuk. If it's a daraisa, says Rav Eliashiv, it's a safik daraisa l'chumra, and levadit is a mitzvah of kibud achos agadol. There's a vadi a mitzvah of kibud achos agadol. The ipso says Rav Eliashiv, the same psak. When the older brother asks for water, and the father says, don't get you water, you have to get the water for the brother. So too, if the older sister would say to the younger sibling, go get me a drink. The halacha would be, certainly you have to listen to the older sister and you have to get the drink. Why? Because the parent saying not doing so would be listed devarav. I've said this psak from Eliashiv over numerous times. One of my students once asked me the following question. He said, if the father's tzivoy, not to get the water, not to serve the ach hagadol, is letoivas ha'ach hagadol, is letoivas achos hagadol, if it was an older sister, maybe then it wouldn't be that the father is asking the son to transgress divrei Torah. On the contrary, the father is saying, I want to do a mitzvah of chinuch. I want the older brother, the older sibling to learn to get his own water, not to be lazy, not to take advantage of the younger sibling. And if the father is asking the son not to get the water in order to mechanic the older sibling, maybe in such kiyai gavna, it's not a tzivoy la'avor al divrei Torah, but it's a tzivoy in order to do chinuch that the father has incumbent upon him. And that question was a question of Eliashiv Psak. One of my female students in Beis Yaakov asked me that following question. And I think it's a fantastic kasha on the psak of Rav Eliashiv Zatzal. I don't know a good answer. If anyone has a good answer, they can contact me. But I want to say further with this Gemara, the mitzvah, I want to say further regarding the halacha of kibud achas agodol. How far does it go? How far does it go that the older brother and sibling, there's a mitzvah of kibud v'yira? It seems to be an halacha that there's no gvulim, that just like we have by parents, we have by older brothers. But that seems a little bit peculiar. Lo re'inu in Mishpachas Yisrael, that there's an hanhaga of kibud ach hagadol regarding standing up, regarding lo yeshivim koimoi, regarding saying their name, regarding even listening to the tzivuyim. So is that wrong? Have we forlorn the mitzvah of kibud ach hagadol? So I asked Shmuel first shlita in Chicago, Abez in Chicago, and he told me that I should, when I say these halachas over, I should tell my students that avadah, there is a mitzvah to stand, to keep all the mitzvahs like you do by your parents, by the older sibling. No one keeps it. Okay, that's never a raya to transgress divrei Torah. So we have to all look into ourselves and make an hagadah in our life to try to keep the mitzvah of kibud ach hagadol.
To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.